Hey guys, it's Riyadh. So sitting here in early 2019 with the 2020 U.S. presidential election coming up in 1 year, the Democratic field of candidates keeps expanding, including Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar. So she's pretty new to me, and I figured this would be a good time for me to do a little research and share it with you. Amy was born in 1960 in Plymouth, Minnesota, to her grade school teacher mother, Rose, and sports writer father, Jim. At 15, her parents divorced. Important? Probably not, but just something I read. Amy was class valedictorian of Wayzata High School. In 1982, she graduated from Yale University, getting her BA magna cum laude in political science. Other college activities for Amy included membership in the Yale College Democrats, the Feminist Caucus, and participation in an improv troupe called Suddenly Susan. During this time, she worked as an intern for Senator and former Vice President under Jimmy Carter, Walter Mondale. She attended the University of Chicago Law School and got her law degree in 1985. After working as a prosecutor, then partner in a law firm, Amy had an experience that urged her into politics. Her daughter had been born with a condition that made her unable to swallow. Frustrated by a policy that forced her to leave the hospital 24 hours after giving birth, she sought to change the law by appearing before the Minnesota State Legislature and advocating a bill that guaranteed mothers a 48-hour stay. The law passed, and President Bill Clinton made the policy federal law. Her first candidacy for public office was in 1994 when she ran for Hennepin County Attorney. She withdrew from this competition when the incumbent returned to the race, but she ran again in 1998 and won. And she returned to the office in 2002 when she ran unopposed. In 2006, she became the first woman elected senator in Minnesota. She won a second term in 2012 and a third in 2018. So here's a couple bigger themes from her tenure as a senator. At the end of the 114th Congress in 2016, it was noted that Klobuchar passed more legislation than any other senator. In 2017, she called for a bipartisan commission to investigate ties between Russia and U.S. President Donald Trump. Also in 2017, Morning Consult listed her among the top 10 senators with the highest approval rating. So I haven't read any surprising platform points for her presidency run, though I guess, you know, looking into her, she would be more considered left-center. She talks about lower healthcare costs, but has not pushed for universal healthcare. And she does support common sense gun safety. And that's what I have for you today on Amy Klobuchar, 2020 candidate. We'll see how she does. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you here tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Take care.